Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Alaska Legislature has passed bills to fund a $1,600 PFD check, the capital budget, including college scholarship and power cost equalization programs, plus nearly all of the operating budget line items vetoed by Governor Mike Dunleavy. KTOO and Alaska Public Media report that Governor Dunleavy says he's glad the capital budget passed, but calls the other bill a disappointment and expects to veto parts of it.
So I would anticipate that there will be reductions. How much and in what order, what categories, what services, that's to be determined. But again, the idea behind this is not, quote, to harm Alaska. The idea behind this is to get a sustainable budget.
The Senate passed the dividend and veto overturn bill after amending it to reduce the PFD amount from $3,000 to $1,600. The House agreed to the change. Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman says the veto reversals will help Alaska communities, pointing to $30 million in community assistance as an example.
That will put direct downward pressure on property tax. Keep it along the lines of what it was last year. Without those funds, Madam President, just a matter of time before property tax goes up in all the organized communities around the state.
Legislators now await action by the governor. The second special session can run until August 6th at the latest. The Fairbanks North Star Borough School District is not releasing much information about a Friday incident in which three West Valley High School students nearly drowned while participating in a preseason football activity at the University of Alaska Fairbanks swimming pool. District Public Relations Director Sharice Walker says one of the students remained hospitalized as of yesterday.
Two of the West Valley High School students involved in Friday night swimming accident have been released from the hospital, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. As of Monday afternoon, the third student remains in the hospital.
The students were pulled from the water and resuscitated by UAF EMS responders. Walker says the incident is under investigation, and she would not comment on specifics of what happened, only saying the three students were among about 40 in the pool treading water as part of a team-building exercise. Walker also would not comment on the status of the football coaches who organized and supervised the event. The team had rented the pool from UAF, which university spokeswoman Marmion Grimes says is also looking into what happened.
It's still an open police investigation. They're still speaking to witnesses and gathering information.
West Valley High preseason football activities remain suspended. The Teklanika River claimed another hiker last week. A 24-year-old woman from Belarus drowned while trying to get to an abandoned bus made famous by the book and movie Into the Wild. KUAC's Robin reports.
Veronika Nikanova and her new husband, Pyotr Markalov, were hiking the Stampede Trail near Healy on a trip about a month after they were married.
They had gone up the Stampede Trail to visit the bus, the one that's called by some people the Magic Bus, as portrayed in the book by John Krakauer about Chris McCandless.
Alaska State Trooper spokesperson Ken Marsh says the couple, both 24 years old, were hiking last Thursday and attempted to cross the Teklanika using a rope when Nikanova lost her grip and was swept under the waist-high water. Marsh says Pyotr Markalov telephoned troopers shortly before midnight on Thursday. He told dispatchers he was able to pull his wife out of the river 75 to 100 feet downstream, but she was already dead.
Of course, a trooper was dispatched from Nenana that evening when they got the report and responded with volunteers from the Tri-Valley Fire Department. They were able to recover the body, and the body was transferred over to the state medical examiner.
This 20-mile section of the Stampede Trail has developed a cult following, especially since the publication of the 1996 book Into the Wild by John Krakauer. It was made into a movie in 2007. The bus has become notorious as the place where adventurer Christopher McCandless hiked into the Alaska wilderness with not enough food nor equipment in the summer of 1992. McCandless was found starved to death in August. Known as Bus 142 from the former Fairbanks City Transit System, the bus is a 1946 International Harvester K5. It was abandoned along the trail by a construction company in the 1960s. It sits on state land adjacent to the Denali National Park and Preserve, and to get to it, one must cross the Teklanika River. Hundreds of hikers have been attracted to the quirky pilgrimage spot. Not all make it. In 2016, two Americans got to the bus but were swept downstream while crossing the Teklanika on their way back. They were helicoptered out. Later that summer, a Canadian man made it to the bus but was injured and could not return across the swollen Teklaniga River. He was helicoptered out. A year later, the same thing happened to a Belgian man.
Between 2009 and 2017, which is the latest dates that I have figures for, there's been 15 state-generated search and rescue operations for the Stampede Trail in relation to the Magic Bus.
The last death of a hiker was a Swiss woman, Claire Ackerman, who drowned in the Teklaniga in 2010. Veronika Nikanova was born in Minsk and studied drama and film directing. She was a teenage actress in a 2010 film about World War II. She posted a demo reel on YouTube in 2014. Belarusian media reports that she wanted to make documentaries, and she came to the USA for further studies. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
And I'm Dan Bross.